Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen. If you want to join the discussion, you can join in at catherinecolleen.com. It's quick and easy to register. And then you can send in your questions and your thoughts and let me know how I can help, because that is what I am here to do. Whatever you're going through, you are not the first. And it has happened to lots of other people. And it is natural, even in the midst of midlife crisis, this is a totally natural, normal thing to be enduring. So today we're talking about manifesting. I know, goofy as hell, too many woo-woo sites out there, but a comprehensive and simple guide to finally doing it right. Manifesting is a concept that you usually first hear about on, you know, some woo-woo thing, right? So it's the movie The Secret, right? And that was, the concept is so true. I'm not trying to judge, but I don't know. I was a little too woo-woo. But here's the thing. There's a bunch of things that the movie left out. And manifesting, it works. But there are some really, really important warnings and some very important methods that I think really kind of got left out of the movie. It was a great start, but I had to put in my two cents. So here's the good thing. It's simple manifesting that is defined as deciding what you want in your life and making it happen, right? Ask and ye shall receive. Whatever you think, you will get, right? This is not a new concept. Your thoughts control your reality. And here's the good news. It takes a little practice. It's simple to do, but it's just gonna take a little bit of practice. You'll get better at it the more you practice it. The good news is you do not have to believe that it will work. You do not have to believe it will work. It will still work. You just have to do it right. Right? It's like physics, right? If you do the action correctly, you will get the result. You don't have to believe it's going to happen. You just have to do it correctly. But please, please pay attention to the warnings. And there's you know, for every podcast, there's a blog post that goes along with it. We're going to go over the warnings here. I want you to read the warnings there. Do not do this until we've been through the warnings. Please pay attention to the warnings. Okay, and or if you don't, you're going to get a bad result, and you'll see why in a minute. So first of all, decide what you want, right? What would you like to manifest? What do you want in your life that you do not currently have? Right? Plan it out in advance. Don't do this willy-nilly. Start with one thing. Now, things are a lot easier to manifest than people. And so some things are easier to do than others. It's great to start with manifesting things, because it's just so freaking easy to manifest things. People is a little bit more advanced and dangerous. Sometimes experiences or feelings. So here's a complete menu that you can choose from. And I'm sure we could add more. All right, you can manifest people who are not already in your life. That is, you have not met them yet. The hairy edge of manifesting people includes, if you want this person in your life, you've seen them, but they don't know you and you have not met them. Right, that is the closest you can get. If you've already met someone, you cannot change how they are and you cannot make them do something. It doesn't work. But if you want the type of person that would do a certain thing, you can manifest that. Okay, you can manifest places. You know, like, man, I wish I could live in a town that is like XYZ. You can manifest that. Things are easy. What do you want? Cars, RVs, motorcycles, jewelry, audio equipment. I don't care. That can happen. That's easy. Lifestyle. You want your day to follow a certain pattern. What do you want your day to look like? You can manifest that. That can take a little while. Be patient. Test scores. Yes, you absolutely can. Listen to the Tim Ferriss interview with Scott Adams of Dilbert and hear about that. Self-completeness. Feeling complete unto yourself, which can mean a lot of different things to different people. You can manifest that. Experiences. Feelings. You want to feel a certain way. I want to spend my day feeling a certain way. You can manifest that. The ideal job. You can manifest that. A better boss, for that matter. Suppose your boss is a jerk. Manifest yourself a better one. That can take some time and some efforts, right? So not everything is going to come immediately. Some things can come quickly, like if it's just a thing, you know, I wish there was a product out there that did XYZ. That can come very quickly, but listing out your ideal romantic partner can take a little while for that to show up. Likewise, manifesting a better boss can take a little time for that to show up. I'm talking months to happen, anywhere from months to a year. Any aspect of your body. And it's easier to manifest aspects of your body that are measurable, like, or quantifiable, like metabolism, or immune function, or autophagy. Not that you necessarily will be measuring it and quantifying it, but it could be measured and quantified, right? And the reason is you have to be specific, so we'll get to that. Let's see. How you deal with other people. How you react with other people. Like, for example, I would tend to soak up people's negativity and hold it inside of myself, and I could manifest a better way of dealing with that. Another thing, so get creative, but if you're new to this, just start with a thing, a product that you wish existed out there that would be ideal for you in some way. I'd kind of start there and work your way up, but don't limit yourself. Ultimately, do not limit yourself once you get good at it. Okay, so here's the technique. First thing you're going to do is decide what you want. And I want you to be really freaking specific. And I mean really freaking specific. Unreasonably specific. When I was writing down what I wanted in an ideal life partner, I wrote 50 aspects. 50 things that this person had, 50 qualities, 50 aspects of personality, of everything. And you would say, that is so unreasonable, you will never find him. Well, the universe put us together. And it only took about a month. So the more specific you are about what you want, the easier it is on the universe, the divine, or God, or Allah, to bring it to you, right? Do not be vague, because if you are vague, you may get some undesirable variation. Okay, so be really, really specific. So here's the technique. I want you to write it down by hand on paper. There's something powerful about that declaration of what you want. And you're just writing that this is what you want. And then spend some time, sit there and feel what it's like to have that thing or experience that thing or to have that in your life. What does it feel like to have this product that makes your life easier and be using it? What does it feel like to be in the presence of that person? What does it feel like when your business sales reach that number? What does it feel like? And when you feel it, I want you to feel it at the back base of your head, of your back base of your skull, right there where it connects to your neck. I want you to push that feeling to the back and feel what it feels like. Don't just think about what that's like or daydream about what that's like. Feel it as if it existed already. Then listen closely. Listen very closely for hints and guidance on how to make it happen. So some things are going to be easy, right? You want to find this product that makes your life easier. And you may feel compelled to go search on Amazon and boom, there it is, right? It might be very easy. But you will be compelled to do things, search for things, go to places, meet people, whatever, that are going to help make it happen. Because sometimes you're very far away from what you want. And I don't just mean distance. Sometimes there need to be some major changes in your life to make what you want happen. That's going to take longer, and you're going to have to really listen to that guidance. I'll give you an example. I was in the market for a French Bulldog puppy, which of course became Max. If you want more Max pictures, get over to the diary where I put up stuff about Max, including photos. But he is amazing. He is exactly what I wanted. So I had a vision of a dark male, preferably Brendel, with a white ascot. I don't know why. I just think they look so regal. French Bulldog, who would not get over about 20 pounds. I want him kind of small because I wanted him to travel with me. I want him to have a fun personality, and most Frenchies do. That's not hard. I want him to be a really good traveler, just instinctually a good traveler. Fairly quiet. Loves an adventure. I wanted him to be more athletic than a normal Frenchie. I wanted him to like long hikes. That's asking a lot, I think, of any bulldog, French or otherwise. And this is the dog that I wanted. Now, that is awfully specific. So I knew I was going to have to really do my work. So I started researching breeders. And I was drawn to this one out west. But you know what? Something didn't feel right. Then something kept compelling me to do more searches. My gut was saying, that's not the right breeder. And so I went back and I said, okay, I'm going to do a comprehensive search. And I am going to I'm going to look for all kinds of different breeders across the country. I'm going to call them all. I'm going to ask questions. Somewhere in there is the right one. So I start doing my Google search and my gut says page 10. Now I'm a huge appreciator of my gut, but I like to trust but verify. So I said, okay, I'll go through at least page 10. And I did. By the time I got to page 10, I was down to 26 different breeders to call. And I did call them all. But do you want to guess which breeder ended up having the perfect dog? It was the one on page 10. So you need to listen to how you're compelled. Now, I did not choose to abandon pages 1 through 9, but I paid attention, page 10, and I went at least that far. And that's where I found Max, and he is all of those things, and it's absolutely amazing. So listen closely for those hints and guidance on how to make it happen. All right, then you act on it, right? So when your gut says, you know, you should go to that networking meeting, yeah, you should go to that conference. Yeah, you should go, you know, you should get online and search this website. Follow that link. Go to page 10. Listen, act on it. Make it happen. The universe is trying to bring you what you want. Don't let any self-criticism, you know, or that thing in us that holds us back from self-improvement. I don't know why. Don't let that keep you from acting on that guidance. And then, here's the important part. Keep it up every day. So every day, spend at least a tiny amount of time feeling what it's like to have that thing in your life. Listen for the guidance. Act on it. And it doesn't take a lot of time. I mean, 30 seconds. 30 seconds a day to create piece by piece exactly the life that you want. right? And here's the thing. The more you do it, the better you're going to get at it. And the more meaningful and important the stuff you're going to be able to bring into your life. So that's it. Write it down on paper. Feel what it's like to already have it. Feel it right at the back base of your head. Listen closely for the guidance and act on the guidance and keep it up every day. And you will get what you want. So, warnings, right? Please listen to the following warnings. Learn from my mistakes. Warnings. Number one, warning. The universe, the divine, God, Allah, attempts to deliver on all requests, even if it's not good for you. So please be careful what you wish for. If you're asking, whatever you ask for, you're going to get it. So please make sure you're asking for something that's good for you. Mind your root emotion. Why do you want that? If the reason you want that in your life is fear or inadequacy or some other negative emotion that's causing you to want that, you will get it, and you will get it in a way that multiplies that negative emotion. If fear is at the base of what you're asking for, you will get what you're asking for, but you'll get it in a fearful way. For example, a lot of people, when they start this, they'll go, oh, I want $10,000, you know, and okay, wish for money. Why not? But the problem is, why are you wishing for that? If that's coming from a place of fear, if you fear not having money, and that's why you want that money, you'll get your money, but you'll get it in a fearful way. You'll get it because you're in a car accident and it's a settlement, or a court case, or it's going to come in a bad way. You do not want what is rooted in fear or inadequacy or ego or greed or some other negative emotion. So please be mindful of your root emotion, because whatever you ask for, you will get it in a way that multiplies that emotion. It will not ease that emotion. It will make it worse. So it helps if you are spending most of your time in at least stage 6 by the time you try all of this stuff. So read about the cycle of human development. Earlier than that, and you're almost guaranteed to be manifesting from a place of fear or defensiveness or anger or some other negative emotion. But likewise, if you're coming from a positive place, if the root emotion of what you're asking for is love or compassion or purpose or joy, you will also multiply that emotion in the way that your request is answered. So you'll get what you want, and it'll get it in a way that multiplies that emotion. Now that's what you want. So if what you're asking for is coming from a place of joy or fun, you know, experimentation and living and loving and discovering and happiness and peace, then you will get your answer. You know, that product you're wishing for will multiply your fun or whatever was the root emotion of why you asked for it. Okay, so that's really important. Mind your root emotion. So the next one is, once a person, place, or thing is in your life, you cannot change it. It's like a video game. Once you have brought this into your world, you can either delete it and add something else, but that's your only option. You can only add or remove people, places, and things from your life. So please plan carefully. That's why I say be really, really specific. If you try to manifest a romantic partner and you are not specific enough, that relationship is going to end badly. You're going to get some undesirable variations on what you want. Whatever you were vague about, the universe is just going to try to fill it in. And it may not fill it in with something that you would like. So please plan very carefully. Now, when attracting people, the people that you get are also looking for you. So the universe tries to put people together who are looking for each other. So you're saying to yourself, I'm looking for a person who is like A, B, C. And they're saying, I'm looking for like a person that's like X, Y, Z. And the universe goes, oh, hey, you two are looking for each other, and we'll put you together. So who you get is also looking for you. Be careful to assess why they are looking for you. Why? Did they bring you into their life from a place of fear or inadequacy? Or did they bring you into their life from a place of love and joy? Understand why they're looking for you. Don't ask them outright. That's just creepy. But try to assess that, honestly. Okay, be specific. Be unreasonably specific, or you're going to get undesirable variations. I cannot emphasize that enough. Now, once you're practiced at this, it is possible to manifest things without really meaning to. You know how sometimes you sort of daydream and you're like, man, I really, I would love to have a night in the RV. I really miss spending the night in the RV, but, you know, it's winter and, you know, the bathroom's not working. And, man, wouldn't that be cool? And just for a moment, you feel what it's like to spend the night in your RV. I love my RV, by the way. This is my own example. And the next thing you know, you've got an ice storm that knocks out the power in your house, and the only power is in the RV, and you get to spend the night in the RV. That is not how you wanted that. So once you get good at this, it is possible to manifest things without really meaning to, so please be mindful of your thoughts. Okay, now if what you want is somehow bad for you, I mean bad enough to pull you off the direction of your life, right? There's the river of your life is trying to flow in a certain direction and you're trying to go against it with what you're asking for. The river of your life will try to stop you by making it a struggle to get what you want. Pay attention. If what you're trying to achieve is a struggle, stop. Stop chasing it, because the river of your life is trying to stop you from a bad decision. And it may not be obvious right now why this is bad for you, but trust me. Your river is trying to save you from pain and suffering, but will ultimately let you have it if you insist on it. So if it's a struggle, it's a struggle, it's a struggle, and you keep pushing for it, eventually the universe will let you have it. And you will not like the results. And it may not feel like pain and misery immediately, but believe me, you are in for it in the long run, and it was trying to stop you. So please pay attention. When life feels like a struggle, stop pushing for that. Okay, lastly, understand that manifesting can feel like you're in control. I want to emphasize that you do not have control. What you have is influence. What you have is influence over that which is not yet in your reality. So it can feel like control, but don't mistake it for control. What it is influence. Because you are not the only one out there trying to make things happen, right? You are not in control. You have influence, and so does everybody else. So more on that later, but don't mistake it for control, because control is rooted in negative emotions. Influence is rooted in positive. So keep that in mind. All right, so there is your simple guide to the art of manifesting. From here, if you have some ideas, if you want to test things out, I wholeheartedly encourage that. Give it a go. But please make sure you pay attention to the warnings and that you do it right, please. Making a vision board is not going to be enough. Vision boards are fun. They are useful reminders, but you still have to spend some time feeling what it's like to have whatever that thing you want is. So make sure that you pay attention to all of the warnings and caveats that I have put forward, and have fun with making your life what you want it to be. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.